Masechet Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. This perek discusses different details within the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles. The Gemara says that we have an obligation of lighting candles before Shabbos, and Rashi explains that it is part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, honoring the Shabbos. To have a light at the meal, we afford Shabbos in honor. This Mishnah deals with which oils and wicks can be used for this mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles. The Mishnah says, "Vameh madlikin uvameh v'mah ein madlikin." With what can we light the Shabbos candles, and with what can we not light the Shabbos candles? The Mishnah starts with a list of unacceptable wicks. The reason why these are unacceptable is because the fire does not catch on well, and we are afraid that you will end up tipping the lamp in order to make the fire catch better. So the Mishnah says, "Ein madlikin," we cannot light, "lo belechesh," which Art Scroll translates, and we'll follow the Art Scroll translation for the lists in this Mishnah. "Ein madlikin lo belechesh," you cannot light using cedar bast, "velo bechosen," which is uncarded flax, "velo bechalach," which is floss silk, "velo befsilos ha'idon," which is willow bast, "velo befsilos ha'midbar," which is desert fiber, "velo biroka sha'al pnei ha'mayim," nor with simos. Again, all of these things, the fire does not catch on well to the wick, and we are afraid you will end up tipping the lamp in order to make the fire catch better, which would be prohibited on Shabbos. The Mishnah now goes on to list unacceptable oils, which are also forbidden because they create a weak type of fire, and we are afraid that you will try to make the fire better on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, "V'lo b'zefes," nor can you use pitch, "V'lo b'sha'ava," which is wax, you cannot use wax, "V'lo b'shemen kik," which is cottonseed oil, "V'lo b'shemen sreifa," which is oil that must be burnt. This refers, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, to oil of truma, which becomes ritually impure and requires burning. The Gemara says that we are talking about a case where Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, and the law is that one is not allowed to burn impure truma on Yom Tov. "V'lo v'alya," we cannot use fat from a sheep's tail. "V'lo b'chelev," we cannot use forbidden fats that the Torah prohibits us from eating. Nachum HaMadi Omer Madlikin Bechelev Mevushel. Nachum HaMadi is of the opinion that you can light with chelev, the forbidden fats, if they were previously cooked. V'chachamim Omer Echad Mevushel. Echad She'ena Mevushel Ein Madlikin Bo. The Chachamim disagree, and they say that it doesn't matter whether the fats were cooked, whether they were not cooked. It doesn't matter. You cannot use them for your Shabbos candles. Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah continues with things that cannot be used for Shabbos candles. Ein madlikin shemen sreifa b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov. We cannot, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, we cannot use oil that needs to be burned, meaning oil that was truma, that became ritually impure, which requires burning. So we cannot use that oil for Shabbos candles. The reason being is because we're not allowed to burn this oil on Yom Tov. And the reason we cannot burn the oil on Yom Tov is because we're not allowed to burn leftover kudshim, or the leftover sacrifices that were brought on Yom Tov. Rather, they used to wait until the second morning, namely on Chol HaMoed, to burn the leftover sacrifices. And the Chachamim said that you should not burn truma as well, lest you come to burn the leftover sacrifices. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, "Ein madlikin be'itron mibnei kvod ha'shabbos." Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that you cannot use tar, since it smells bad when you burn it, and if you used it on Shabbos, it would be against kavod Shabbos, since it would be so uncomfortable to be in the same room of the burning tar. V'chachamim matirin b'chol hashmonim. However, the chachamim, the sages, allowed you to light candles with any oil, and the Mishnah will list the oils. B'shemen shumshemen, which is sesame oil. B'shemen egozim, which is nut oil. B'shemen snonos, which is radish oil. B'shemen dagim, fish oil. B'shemen pakuat, colocynth oil. B'itron, tar. As you see, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, who said that you cannot use tar because of the smell. Here the Chachamim say you could use tar. Uveneft, which is naphtha. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Eimadlikin el b'shemen zayis bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon was of the opinion that you could only use olive oil for the lighting of Shabbos candles.